103, 5 Lincoln 102. Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911, unattended 400 lower level near carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Brown.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the LP Zone, where everything is all about the loss prevention, retail security, uniform security, and organized retail crime. I'm your host, Rick McCann. This is a program and a production of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement organization, as well as Blue Ram Media. Today, we have a lot to talk about as retail crime continues to spike, but we also have companies and some area law enforcement and prosecutors now looking for answers and methods and means of working together to crack down on this violent increase in retail crime. And that's what today's show is all about, how these efforts are beginning to manifest themselves across the country. And we'll be talking about how some minor charges are now being escalated to major felonies, which could help out in the long run in the prosecution of these violent retail criminals. Thanks again for being with us. Remember, you can listen to our shows live here on the iHeartRadio Network, Amazon Radio, iTunes, and all across the various platforms, wherever you get your news, podcasts, or music downloads. We're available on around 35 different platforms across the spectrum. You can also contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. If you're not sure where to get our radio shows, we'll be happy to send you those links as well. A lot of things happening in the news. We're going to get to some of the retail news, retail security news coming up here shortly. And unfortunately, we have a security officer death to report. A Houston, Texas security officer working at a game room was shot and killed during an attempted robbery. Police responded to the game room, which now is being called an illegal game room, where four subjects dressed in dark clothing and heavily armed attempted to rob the business and killed the security officer. We don't know much about the security officer, his age, his name, or whether or not he was armed or unarmed. I'm assuming that he probably was armed. We've had six security officers killed in these gaming room type robberies over the last 3 or 4 years. They are high targets for robberies and takeover robberies, especially with heavily armed people. We will bring you updates as they become available. Remember, to be part of the conversation, all that you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/Private Officer International or on Twitter at twitter.com/Private Officer. And you can read our daily news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com every single day, 365 days a year, even holidays. We're posting all the news. We have a full-time news staff at Private Officer International that we're very proud of. We do a heck of a job at reporting the news and tracking the news and the statistics that go along with all of these incidents and events. Anytime that you see news happening in your neck of the woods, all that you have to do is send us that information, what's happening, a link to a news story that you might have seen, anything security, law enforcement related. We'll be happy to report that information. If you or someone else that you know has been involved in a situation where you need to be recognized, you performed CPR, you made a good arrest or detention, you've been involved in doing a great job, we want to present you with an award. All that you have to do, again, is contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. All right, well, let's get underway today and talk about all that's going on in the retail business across our nation. There are many things for LP agents to worry about. We have to worry about shoplifters, dishonest employees. We've got to worry about frauds, all sorts of frauds, credit card fraud, check fraud, identity theft. It seems like every year there's a different area of crime within the retail area that LP agents, asset protection, and ORC agents have to worry about. But now we have to worry about the spike in violent retail crime. It has added substantially to the workload for both the agents on a local basis as well as those that work in a district or regional area as well as their supervisors and managers. As we know, department stores, big box stores, pharmacies, and retail as a whole, our security staff has always been small. LP agents always have been working long hours, oftentimes alone, understaffed, and now the workload has doubled and tripled in some areas. How are we going to be able to work through this? How are we going to be able to protect our employer and ourselves and other employees with a small force, a small department, not enough training? With a huge spike in retail crime, we've got to figure this out. We've got to do something different. Well, one New York City grocery chain owner has decided to do something about that. This staple in the metropolitan New York City has been around a long time. And owner John Casamatis said during a news conference this past week on Thursday that he will not stand by idly and let thieves come in and rip off his store. He's had enough of violent offenders coming in and doing whatever they want and wreaking havoc in his stores. Shoplifting was one thing, he said. We knew going into this business there would be some theft. But over the last several years, what's happening is not theft. It is robbery and violence, and this is going to stop. The supermarket chain, Gristetti's, has now hired more than 50 off-duty or retired law enforcement and private security officers armed, and they will be standing at the doors. They'll be sitting outside the store entrances. They will be around the property, and they will intervene in thefts. We're done allowing them to walk out of the store with our product, said the owner, John Casamatis. At one point, shopliftings were spiking at 25%, he said, and now we're at more than 50% in less than 2 years. He's also blaming bail reform for an increase in crime in the city. He said, let me tell you, New York City people, they're mostly good people. There might be 3,000, 4,000 professional criminals in the city. Put them over on Rikers Island, and the rest of the city population will be thrilled and Happy. Rikers Island is where the correctional facility is for the city of New York. A Rite Aid pharmacy also in New York City stepped forward as well this past week, telling the Manhattan DA to get off his butt and start prosecuting these criminals. Rite Aid stores have seen a 30 to 40% increase in organized retail crime in just the past year. Everything is being taken off the shelves, put into garbage bags, and carried out even when uniformed security is present. Walgreens also having the same issue, and they are beginning to fight back. According to the Post, New York Post, found more than two dozen types of items locked up in a area Walgreens store in New York City, including laundry detergent, dishwashing liquid, mothballs, candy bars, and packages of nuts, now all behind lock and key. In our news department, reading a report that they found in San Francisco just within the last few months, more than a half a dozen Walgreens have closed down completely. And now in this recent news article, two more local Walgreens have shut down. Retail crime is violent crime. It's takeover crime. They walk in. They're not afraid. They're not scared, even when uniform security presence is there. They come in. They steal thousands of dollars worth of merchandise and walk out like it's nobody's business. When we come back, we'll tell you about a new effort in several states to crack down on retail crime and how they're going to do it by changing not the law, but the assessment of what type of crime has been committed. You're listening to the LP Zone, a production of Private Officer International and Blue Ram Media. Remember, Body Armor USA, we've got what it takes to protect you, whether you're looking for a protective vest, stab-resistant vest, protective clothing, gloves, contact us, Body Armor USA. We'll be right back here on the LP Zone.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this state.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win.
Hi, I'm Peter Hooley. My mum has always been my biggest fan. She cheered from the bleachers, from the living room, from her hospital bed, until one day she stopped cheering. My mum died of colon cancer at the age of 52. If she had been screened earlier, it could have saved her life.
If you're over 50, get screened today so you can be cheering tomorrow.
All right, we're back here at the LP Zone. State to state, laws are different, even those relating to retail theft and organized crime. Laws that are on the book sometimes not being enforced by local DAs. The police want to enforce the law, but the DAs, the district attorneys, the prosecutors, they've taken certain laws off the books as far as they're concerned, and they're not prosecuting. However, in some states they are. Go to Texas and shoplift. See what happens. Texas DAs on law enforcement are cracking down. Just recently in Michigan, a number of prosecutors and law enforcement agencies have come together working on ORC laws and enforcement. They're not looking the other way. They're not turning a blind eye. In fact, what they're doing is they're increasing the enforcement and the prosecution and working together, as it should be, with retailers across the state. What we've noticed in several states is that law enforcement and prosecutors and retailers are working together to use the laws currently on the books. No new laws are really needed. The laws are already in place in most states to deal with violent or organized retail crime. For instance, in some states, if you shoplift any amount, whether it be $25 or $2,500, and you use any level of force during that theft or when you're trying to be detained lawfully by the store employee or its agent, such as security, that escalates that theft, even if it's a misdemeanor at the time, which may not be prosecuted in some areas, it escalates that to a felony now. It's a felony robbery charge. And now police will have the tools to take enforcement action and arrest that subject or subjects and bring them to justice. Use of any level of force. You push someone out of the way. You slap them, punch them, or even threaten that you have a weapon. If you produce a weapon that might be an airsoft weapon, that's still going to be an armed robbery charge. The law in most states, the verbiage, the language, says that if you threaten someone with a weapon, if you pull a weapon, even though it may not be a real gun, you have put that person in fear of their life. You have produced ways and means of assault of that person, and therefore it's an armed robbery. I myself have used the robbery escalation technique numerous times over the years during a shoplifting event. Not only is it armed robbery, additional charges of assault and battery can be applied in most cases as well. The key to prosecution of any type of crime is knowing the language of the law and being able to articulate that through your report writing as well as your communications with the prosecutor or district attorney or commonwealth attorney in your state. It's important to understand how the law works. Read up on those laws and in your state and understand what each one means, the laws that you're working with. In certain states, including California, when a person comes into a store, retail store of any type, with the means to shoplift, whether that be the tools to cut off alarms or tags, or whether that be garbage bags or other things that would help them to facilitate that theft, that becomes a burglary. And now, instead of just a simple theft or shoplifting or a misdemeanor, now you have a felony charge of burglary. Some states allow this. It has nothing to do with whether the door was closed, the door was locked. If that person crosses the threshold of that doorway and brings the means with the intent to steal, then that changes the law into burglary. This is used in multiple states. Please, I highly recommend that you get intimately familiar with the laws of the land, the laws of your state, because if you don't have that knowledge, it's easy to just stand back and tell the officer, okay, yeah, I understand. Forget it then. Forget it. Just, all right, that's fine, whatever. But when you have the knowledge, knowledge is power. You're able to articulate to not only responding law enforcement, but to the prosecutor's office, the DA. This is not a theft, sir. Here is the statute upon which he needs to be charged with. Robbery, burglary, assault in the first degree, whatever the case might be, you have to be able to articulate that. Will every prosecutor or DA's office be willing to accept those charges? Unfortunately, it is really up to them exclusively what charges to accept. But if they turn down charge after charge, now we have a problem. And it doesn't hurt at that point really to go to the media if that's the avenue that you have to take to change things. It's okay to stand your ground. It's okay to move forward when things are not being done the right way. One of the devastating things in what's happening over the last few years is that these large retailers, whether it's Walmart or Kroger's or Target or JCPenney, these large retailers not only pay substantial taxes in their communities, they're a source of revenue, their source of employment for their community, the residents who live there. They are a source for products, goods, services needed by those living in the area. Everybody needs to buy groceries. Everybody needs to buy gasoline. Everyone may not need a pair of shoes that cost $1,000 or a purse that costs $2,000, $5,000, but everybody needs some basic things, and these stores are supplying those goods and services. So for a retailer to have to sit back and watch their stores being robbed blind, and you know, justice is blind, they say, but what that means really is that they don't look at all of the barriers. Everyone is equal according to the scales of justice. But in this situation, the retailers, the store owners, the mom and pops who are suffering even, they are becoming the true victims. We're letting criminals get away every single day with committing high felony offenses, situations that could cause them to go to prison. So, the crackdown has begun. We at Private Officer International monitor more than 3,000 news resources every single day. We're seeing a little bit of a turnaround in some areas, escalating the theft to a robbery charge, escalating the theft to a burglary, adding in charges like assault or battery, adding in other charges that would make that crime a true felony that would have to be prosecuted. I understand that it's not an easy road, neither for the retailer nor the LP agent or department, but like everything else, we can overcome. We can make things happen if we don't sit back and relax. Well, my retailer says don't interfere. Well, my boss, my employer, we need to join together within our employer within the LP department and get a conversation going as to how we can turn this around. Surely these stores don't want to be known as an easy target. They already are. That's why Walgreens are closing down certain locations. That's why Rite Aid and other stores are beginning to close their doors, lock up their products. You know, reducing hours of the stores has been happening for over a year now. Stores that used to stay open until 10 or 11 p.m. now closing at 6 p.m. That's a huge loss of revenue, and also it puts people out of work. We need to band together, look at the statutes, communicate with one another, and we can turn this around. The other thing that I would encourage you to do is to, on your own, begin to monitor retail security news. There are several products, including news products that we have here at Private Officer International. But you can also go on the website and Google violent retail crimes or other things. Go to YouTube. You see them there every single day. There's tons and tons of them. Contact other retailers, other LP departments. Start having conversations. Start talking about change. Being in the fire and EMS and law enforcement service, I do see these professions, these industries, kind of banding together whenever there's an issue to resolve that problem and make things better for their profession. And that's what we have to start doing in the security industry. That's going to conclude this edition of the LP Zone. Remember, helpdesk at privateofficer.com is your resource, your point of contact. If you would like to send us retail security news, things that's happening in your neighborhood, if you have questions, if you need assistance, the point of contact will always be helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Until the next time, y'all be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.